Blog Talk Radio.
Like to say good morning to everyone. This is yours truly, Pastor C. We are in the Sanctuary Studio in Landover Hills, Maryland. Wish everyone a happy Sunday. We're going to get started with the first word. We're going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. Father, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and as always, that it will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Having a few technical difficulties this morning with our primary source, but we're on board with our secondary source, and we just thank God for allowing us to be able to get together and study the Word. And the Word of God comes to us today from the book of Proverbs, the 7th chapter, and we're looking at what the Bible is telling us about avoiding the harlot. And it's a good word to learn how to avoid the harlot, because she can get you in trouble. Amen. And we don't want to get in trouble, and we've seen too many men go the way of the harlot. And that's not a good thing, because the Bible tells that it's like the way leading to hell. So we're going to go to the first verse, chapter 7 of the book of Proverbs. My son, keep my words and commandments, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my laws as the apple of thine eye. And when you begin to start looking at this proverb, it's telling us things for our own good. And I think a lot of times we forget God tells us some things for our own good, and we have to be careful not to get involved with things that God says are not good for us. So that's what the Word of God does. Basically, it allows us to look out for our own good. And so in verses 1 and 2, he's saying, keep my commandments and live, and my laws, and as the apple of thine eye. And he goes on further in verse 3 to say, bind them up upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thy heart. In other words, in order to avoid destruction, in order to avoid the pitfalls of hell, what we need to do is we need to make sure that we have the Word of God in us and all about us. And when we can do that, that's when we can avoid some of these pitfalls. But I think we oftentimes get away from the Word of God, and sometimes we get to our own and lean to our own understanding, which is not a good thing, because what happens is we have the tendency to make mistakes, and we don't want to make those mistakes that God says we can avoid. And so if you look at verse 3, it says, bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. And then it says, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. So it's like having a close family. That's how the word should be. The word should be to us like close family. It should be really, really near and dear to us. And it should be something where we are familiar with it, like you're familiar with your brother or your sister when you're growing up, or your mom or your dad or whoever it is, a close family member. We should be familiar with that to the point where we know what they look like, what they smell like, how they sound, when they're upset. Just real a close relationship with the Word of God. And I think sometimes we don't do that because we don't take the time to actually get in the Word and study. I think sometimes we get caught up with the cycles of life and going through life. And when you get caught up in the cycles of life and going through life, what happens is we forget about that constant need that we need for the Word. And God wouldn't say that to us if he didn't he didn't think we needed that word. And, you know, Jesus definitely demonstrated that when he was being tempted in the garden not in the garden, but when he was tempted by the enemy. And when he was tempted by the enemy, he turned to the Word of God. And when he turned to the Word of God sustained him. And when he was sustained, he was able to overcome the temptation or the tactics of the enemy. And that's what we have to do. We have to learn to be sustained by the Word of God. And so in this proverb, telling us the wisdom should be like our sister, should be like our kinswoman. And in verse 5, Proverbs 7, verse 5, it says, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger, from the stranger. And that's what we have to do. We have to definitely stay away from that strange woman or that stranger. And praise the Lord, God. Praise the Lord, God. Everybody on the line? Good morning. Thank you for switching over to the backup line. The primary was down this morning. And we thank God that we have a backup. Just going over that seventh chapter of Proverbs. And this is one that is near and dear to my heart because God is telling us to watch out for the harlot. And, what the harlot is what my mama used to call the fast-tail heifer. When we see the Word of God, especially in those first three words, it's telling us basically, the first three verses is telling us basically that we should get so close to the Word of God that it's like a family member. I mean, a family member that in verse 3 it says, bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thy heart. And verse 4 says, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. So wisdom and understanding should be like a close family member, someone like you grew up with from a child or mother or father or someone that is so close that they you know them and they know you. And I think a lot of times we get away from developing that close relationship with God because we don't think or anticipate some of the pitfalls that people are plotting against us. It's almost, and later on in this chapter, it talks about a bird hastening to a snare. In other words, he's flying carefree, not realizing that there's a snare there, not looking out. And what God is saying to men is that we can get carried away with the beauty of a woman, with her enticement, and all the tapestries that she can put around or put up, and it can end up killing us or even worse, causing us to miss heaven. And I thought that was very prevalent to men's ministry, is that a woman oh my gosh, can mess your mind up so bad that you can miss heaven. Something that I looked at early on in when I started studying the word. It's like, man, improper relationships can be devastating. And there are people out there that want to see you fail and see you go down. And so we have to be careful of how we get into relationship with the female. And God's saying the best way to do that is understand wisdom and get understanding. In verse 5 of chapter 7 says that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. And I know a lot of times when we grew up, everybody was talking about, you know, if you were in a relationship with one girl, talking about, you know, you need to go get some strange, you'll get some strange. In other words, go somewhere outside your relationship. That strange will get you in trouble. That strange will cause you to go further than you want to go and cause you to stay longer than you want to stay, and will end up being the death of you. It's really, really important for us to get this, to understand we got to have the proper relationship with women, because women, believe it or not, have an easier way of persuading men than men have of persuading women. In other words, I always say that a woman can get a date quicker than a guy can get a date. And it's prevalent to understand that we just can't go chasing after everything that looks good, smells good, or even, you know, winks at us or blinks at us. Anybody got anything to say on that so far? And let's look at that last verse, Proverbs 7. Let's look at that verse 26, Proverbs 7:26. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. And that caught me a long time ago. I'm like, man. And if we just keep it real, Booty is a mean monster. Can I say that? Can I say that, man? Booty is a mean monster. Boy, Booty is taking down the most strongest, and I think we all men on here. Booty is taking down the most strongest dude from the Bible to the men of our day. It's something about that thing that they got that causes you, like you said, not to think with your brain, the brain head, but the sexual head is below the belt. And, you know, the Bible warns us about it. And so many times men go down that thing, and it's like, wow, get too far, start messing with this one, start messing with that one. And in this particular chapter, this woman has a husband. But her husband's going on a trip, and she out there, you know, flirting around, talking about he's gone, he left me a bag of money, let's go ahead and do what we need to do before he gets back. Let me read down to you this thing. I'm like, man, this thing is crazy. When you look at verse 6, it says, for at the window of, Proverbs 7, verse 6, for at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding. And that's one of the things when you avoid it, understanding, like you're in school, you know, some of the guys get together and they start telling lies about how they've been with this one, you know, junior high school, they start talking about, oh, man, you are still a virgin. I got with this one. I got with that one. Oh, man, look at Shorty. She doing this. She doing that. And those are the simple ones. Those are the ones that don't have an understanding. And there was always a girl in our neighborhood. She was like, oh, mature. She was down at the end. I'm not going to say what her name is.
at the end of our street. And she would, when all the young guys would come by, she'd be hanging out the window, and she'd be inviting guys in. I never went in there, but everybody knew down the corner she was the one, she was the freak of the neighborhood. And if I can say it that way, she was the freak of the neighborhood, and all the guys, you know, they would go down there and do their freak thing. And then there was another one up in another court up from the house, and she would do her freaky thing. And the young guys, they didn't know. All they know was people were calling them a virgin, and there was this woman. I'm like, won't you come over here? Won't you do this? And those are the young men void of understanding. And then as you get older, there's older women. They call them cougars now. That'll try to mess up a young man. It's really, really something for a young man to be messed up in his mind spiritually when he goes after a woman and doesn't look at women in the proper light. And it's devastating to him that if he gets that mindset, he can never really have a proper relationship with one woman in a committed relationship. Because from a youth, he was void of understanding. If someone taught him that in order to be a man, you had to go out with this one, that one, the other one, and three others. And so when someone is has that mindset, they fall right into the trap. Let's read on. Before I read on, anyone got any comment on that so far? Right. And it's so prevalent that this goes on from generation to generation. I mean, this is in the Bible, you know, over 4,000 years ago, you know. It's still relevant today. That's why as men we need to talk about this, because, you know, even married guys, so you got eyes. You know, you might not be, you know, chasing after anything, but you got eyes. You got eyes when you're walking down the street. That's why you need wisdom, that when, you know, these women come by or meet your acquaintance or just a casual conversation you bump into, you can have the wisdom. You got to have the understanding is that, you know, your eyes might be looking and lusting and saying, hey, man, she really is like that. And you got to have the wisdom to say, yeah, she might be like that. But at the end, that thing kill me. And that's the thing that you know, the Bible says you have to pass by those situations. You have to not linger in those situations. So we go down through verse 7, it says, And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man, void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. And he went down the way to her house. In other words, you know, all the fellas should have been telling them, hey, man, don't go by down there and see that girl down there. She gonna mess your head up. One of the things that the older guys used to tell me, that you know, the ghetto booty was the best booty. Don't go in the ghetto and let one of them ghetto girls with a big behind and loud mouth get your head messed up. And that's what they would tell us. You know, this guy went down there and in verse 9, it says, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and the dark night, and behold, there he met him a woman with the tie of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. In other words, she's going to do what she wants to do. She's going to do her thing regardless. Verse 12, and verse 11, she's talking trash to you. You don't want nothing. You a virgin. You ain't that. She's talking all this trash. And verse 12 says, now is she without, now in the street, and lies and wait at every corner. In other words, there's always going to be someone out there that's going to try on every corner, not just one, but there's more than one, to try to take advantage of you. Not just, you know, in a situation where, you know, they're trying to take care of you physically, but, you know, they'll try to get you financially. They'll try to, you know, use you and abuse you. And if you don't understand, they'll take your niceness for your kindness, kindness or weakness, and they'll put you in a bad situation. I mean, this is the Bible of old talking to us in 2015, June 2015, and there are people still out there falling into the same trap, getting involved in relationships they shouldn't get involved with, and it gets to a point where you create so much drama in your life that you don't have peace. And so you have to get to the point where you say, wow, I need to get back with this word, keep this word close, keep it in my spirit, get with people that will constantly we can be accountable and say, hey, don't go down there. Jordan, don't go down there. I know you've been hanging over there in the ghetto. I know Shorty is all like that. I know she's all up in your face. And, you know, you sprung and your mind's not there. But remember 6 months ago, she was with so-and-so doing her and messed over him, you know. And you have to get to a point where, like you said, you got to get your mind stimulated and be with someone that's going to be for real and trust God and not just, you know, when they feel like it, they're going to do it. And if they don't feel like it, so as soon as you leave the door, she's going out after someone else. It was so funny because in my neighborhood, those were those two girls. It was like, wow. They'd be hanging out the window. Guys be coming through the door. And, you know, it's just amazing how the Bible is speaking in today, you know, about what was going on back then. The young guys, one after one, they go through there, and I don't know what she would do to them, but, you know, that's what would happen. But it's a thing where, you know, when you see this everywhere, you have to be careful. You got to get that understanding that, yeah, I might have a good time tonight, but in the long run, that thing ain't going to be right. Particularly nowadays, you have all these diseases that you can't get rid of. Back in the day, you get a shot or take a pill, but now you got stuff that you have for life. And, you know, it can kill you in the long run. So you have to be so careful of who you get involved with. And in verse 13, go ahead. No, go ahead. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I know. on every corner. And that's what I always tell people, if she going to do it with you, she'll do it with somebody else too. A lot of people don't like me when I say that, but I said, if she'll do it with you, she'll do it with you, do it with him too. And people be like, oh, man, she ain't like that. I'm like, okay, we'll find out. But back to the word in verse 13, it says, so she caught him, kissed him, and said with impudent faith, said unto him, in verse 14, I have peace offerings with me this day. Have I paid my vows? Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face. And I have found thee. I have decked my bed with covering and tapestry, with carved work, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, alloy, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home at that day appointed. And with much fair speech, she caused him to yield with the flattering of her lips. She forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasten to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. And you just got to be careful, man. I mean, it's like, You got to go in with your eyes wide open with someone that knows God, that respects God, respects, you know, themselves, and respect you. And it's just amazing how so many men down through the years have gotten themselves in trouble, you know, dealing with females. And you got to get that understanding, because it's being a fool, not having understanding, not having wisdom, doesn't prevent you from going to hell, or doesn't prevent you from having this type of thing happen to you. So the best thing to do is get with people that have knowledge and wisdom of the Word of God, and follow that Word, because not, you'll end up in a bad situation. People will take advantage of your lack of knowledge. The Bible talks about people perish. That's on time. You gotta pray and stay close to that word. Anyone else got anything to say on that? We close out and pray. All right, let's close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for just allowing us to get together around your word. God, we thank you for continuing to show us that your word is relevant in today, in the lives of men. And God, we just pray that we continue to allow your word to be close to us and in us, God, that we might be the men that you have called us to be. God, we thank you for this first word of men gathering. God, we just pray that you continue, God, to bind us together, that we will be a source of strength and help to each other. And God, that we will ultimately be vessels used in your hand that will bring your name honor. God, as we prepare and go into worship. God, we pray that everything that is said and done on today will lift up the name of Jesus. He who declared, and I, if I, from the earth, draw all men unto himself. So, God, we pray that that will happen today. God, if there's someone that hears a word from you, God, that doesn't know you, that they will come running, I yield. All be done. Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the first word. Prayerfully, we'll catch you next Sunday.